Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We are still waiting to see if the Democrat opposition is going to actually coalesce and come in strong. Traditionally, Democrats do a very good job getting unified. They do a very good job forming an opposition. This presidency with Donald Trump, however, that has been far from the case. Two Democrats, guys, two very different philosophies. On one side, you've got Bill Maher, fairly reasonable. He's probably crazy like 25% of the time. And then on the other hand, you've got Don Lemon, who is exceedingly unreasonable and crazy, literally 100% of the time. They sat down together to talk about the future of the Democrat Party and them forming as an opposition. And hearing Don Lemon's prescription was so brutal for Bill Maher that he called him out on a show for being so out of touch. Take a look.
People love AOC. People love Jasmine Crockett. People love Eric Swalwell. And the like. And I think that the Democratic Party should put the people out there who the people want. They should put the politicians out there who the people want, who they're asking for, who are meeting the moment with the same energy that
they're not asking for AOC.
Yes, they are.
The people you party with.
I party with don't like AOC.
Oh, please.
No, they don't at all.
Well, most people don't.
But
she's
AOC,
very far left.
Let me tell you why I'm saying that. Because AOC, because people will vote for AOC and Donald Trump on the same ticket. Because they're authentic. No, because they're authentic.
Don.
I think you're wrong about that. But I think AOC is, she's a Democratic icon.
If you think that's the direction,
I'm not saying the policies that she espouses, direction, but I'm saying that you have to give the people who are out front speaking for the party, the people who are.
If you think
she's evolving,
who is people, Don Lemon? And are the people who like these congressmen in the room with us right now? Because the phrase, this is what he said, the people you party with, this is what Bill Maher said in response to this, the people you party with are asking for AOC. That is so stinking true. That is such an important statement because it's this tight-knit Democrat elite who does not think like the rest of us. And when I say us, I include the Democrat constituents. I'm not just saying us Republicans. I'm saying like everyday Americans. I'm not trying to dehumanize Democrat elites. They're human. They make human mistakes. They're not monsters. They're human. They do bad things because we're all fallen in this world. But the way that they think is just not even in the same wheelhouse as people who are just like trying to provide for their family. These people are trying to pull the strings. They're little marionette, you know, people, puppeteers, trying to pull the strings of politics in America. That's not how normal people think. And so this tight-knit Democrat elite that Don Lemon, I would say, is a part of, it's failing. It's failing big time. That's the reason why they're failing is because they're not connected to their constituents. Don Lemon, by the way, named probably, like, if you would just ask me, hey, Josh, who are the three worst congressmen in Congress right now? I would say AOC, Eric Swalwell, Jasmine Crockett. And then there's some honorable mentions out there, of course. But they're collectively, I think, the most insufferable group of people in history, probably in American history. And even Bill Maher, a Democrat, knows this because Bill Maher is not a member, I would say, of the Democrat elite like Don Lemon is. He's got a lot of pull. I think Bill Maher represents a big part of the Democrat Party, but he's not really part of the Democrat elite in the same way that Don Lemon is. When you're an anchor at CNN, turns out you know pretty much everyone in the Democrat elite and you get pretty in with them. When you own, you know, if you're an executive producer of your own show and you even have some independent parts of that, you tend not to be part of the Democrat elite as much. Eric Swalwell and AOC, no one, this is just, I think, the biggest thing. This is what Bill Maher is saying here. If this is the direction Democrats want to go in, all I can say is good luck never winning an election again. And that's what Bill Maher is saying here too, because Bill Maher, for as reasonable as he can be sometimes, he doesn't want Donald Trump to win. He doesn't want Republicans to pretty much ever win, though he has said he might vote for a Republican one day. If you've got, you know, traditional liberals like RFK Jr. running as a Republican, I guess you could maybe see that happening. But he doesn't want to vote for Eric Swalwell and AOC. He wants the Democrat Party to succeed. And even he knows that Eric Swalwell and AOC and Jasmine Crockett, no one is going to vote for them. No one. They can only exist in the bluest districts in the bluest states in our country, like New York and California. There's only 1 month left to file your taxes, or the IRS is coming for your money. Fortunately, I've partnered with QuickTax America, who hates the IRS as much as you do, so they fight to get you every dollar back possible. QuickTax America has already gotten its average tax returner over $4,000 back from the IRS. And unlike the other services, they're not raising rates just because it's the last month before taxes are due. They do all federal tax returns for only $69. It's their only transparent, it's just one price out there because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. And they do all the work for you. All you got to do is simply upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they do all the rest of the work for you. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. So a waitress took to TikTok this week to call out a heinous crime, really bad, committed by a low-life group of MAGA idiots, those extremists this week. And what was their awful crime, guys? Eating Mexican food.
I work at a Mexican restaurant, and last night I had a MAGA table come in wearing the hat and everything. And I just thought, why are you here? This is not for you. You don't get to enjoy these flavors in this cuisine that comes from a country whose people you're trying to kick out. This is not for you. Go home and eat some unseasoned chicken and green bean casserole like God intended.
That is racism right there. I don't call people racist very often. That is racist. First off, let me address this is one thing she's right about. The obvious fact, which is that Mexicans, and they should see it as a compliment, by the way, Mexican food is way better than American food. It's a fact. Everybody knows it. There's no competition. That's the reason why tons of white guys go and get Mexican food, because it's freaking delicious. As a white guy, let me just say this. If you look at all of the predominantly white cities in the world, there are Mexican restaurants on every street. And you know why? Because guess what? If there weren't white men in this country, Mexican restaurants probably would, like half of them would like go out of business. We are, I think, the top demographic that eats Mexican food. So I guess if you don't want people to support Mexican businesses, that's a thing. That seems kind of evil from her and counterproductive, since she obviously cares about her community, as she should. But let's flip the script for a second. What if we made a video talking about how Mexicans can't eat burgers anymore because, after all, burgers are an American invention? They should go back to their beans and rice like God intended. That's her words. And you can't do that, obviously, because there's a double standard when it comes to race. But I find that that double standard is very ironic, because it proves that racial minorities in America actually are more privileged on an actual societal level than white Americans in many, many ways. And I think the perfect example is, no one can disagree with me that if you flip the script on what she just said, you can't say it. In fact, someone's probably going to clip that, and they're going to put it out there, and I'm going to get in trouble. But I would never say something like that. It's awful. I want everyone to have burgers. And if I owned a burger shop, I would want everyone to come eat my burgers. I don't care. I just don't care. And by the way, I know a lot of Mexican restaurant owners and people who work there. 99.9% of them don't care. They don't care at all. So this is just one outlier. But getting into the politics of this video marks a huge difference, I think, between Democrats and Republicans. Republicans understand the reason why I'm classifying them in those two groups. It's not necessarily a partisan issue, but this girl's talking about MAGA Republicans specifically, so that's why I'm divvying it up into this right now. Republicans, what they understand is that Democrats have a certain perspective and they've got certain arguments. And I think most Republicans do understand Democrat arguments for the most part. They don't agree with them, but they understand them. Democrats, on the other hand, I think a lot of the time do not even try to understand Republican ones, because what this girl is saying is MAGA Republicans can't eat Mexican food because they want secure borders and deportations for illegals. That's what she's saying, because she can't understand that no MAGA Republican has a problem with legal Mexican immigrants. No one cares. Mexican Americans is totally fine. I don't care. But she's also clearly doesn't understand that Mexican food in America, this is just a side note I should mention. Mexican food in America, way better than in Mexico. It's way better. So she can talk about Mexican food all day. What we're eating in America is really just Mexican-American food. But in any case, this kind of disconnect that she has with Republicans. This lady refuses to understand how someone would be okay with legal immigration as opposed to illegal immigration. And I frankly find that really dishonest. You see it from Democrat elites, kind of makes sense. They would lie about it. They don't want Republicans to look good. But this girl's just a waitress. She's not an elite. And unfortunately, she's been kind of taking hold of that elite and given this narrative of MAGA Republicans hate immigrants. And it's just not true. If we hated immigrants, we would not go to Mexican restaurants. We don't love illegal immigrants coming into this country. I personally have the perspective that I don't really have a problem with the illegal immigrants. I have a problem with the people who allowed them into our country, like the Biden administration. Do I think they should be deported? I do. Should they be helped, you know, should they be handled with in a good, just, you know, positive way? Of course, like we should treat them well. But at the same time, I would consider myself a MAGA Republican. At the same time, I would say I love illegal immigrants. They just have to go back to their country. And I think most MAGA Republicans agree with that. And again, it's so easy to understand that perspective, but it shows how weak they are because they don't try to understand it at all. Anyway, I'm going to go get some tacos. Hey guys, I want to let you know about a new deal I'm running on Amazon. My book, A New Cult, is only $9.99 on Amazon. I had a great time writing it. I talk about a lot of the things I talked about on the show today. Some of the crazy craziness on the left, how they are literally devolving into cult-like mentalities. They mirror a lot of the same behavior as some famous cults. So go check it out. I had a great time writing it. I know you'll enjoy reading it as well. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.